Afternoon, everybody. So someone asked me recently that you may have heard when you listen to people say Kaddish, sometimes people start with the words Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, and sometimes they start with Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. And even within our own Beis Medrash, you'll often hear Rav Shechter at the end of davening will say Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh, and you'll hear Rav Neuberger Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. So which one is right? Is there a preference to say one over the other? So this is not the only variation within Kaddish. There are other issues in Kaddish. Dechol Yisrael, Dechol Beis Yisrael, Chaim, Chaim Tovim, Divishmai, Divishmai Va'ara. You know, there are a number of other variations in Kaddish. This is just one that jumps out the most because it's the first two words of Kaddish, so it's the one we tend to notice. So a little bit about the background of why we have Aramaic in general in our tradition. So Kaddish is not the only tefillah that is written in Aramaic, either partially or fully in Aramaic. There are other things that we say in Aramaic. There's Brich Shemei and Yom Kippur Kan that we say in Aramaic. Kol Nidre is in Aramaic. The Gemara is in Aramaic. We have every week Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum. So certainly Aramaic is a very critical part of our tradition. It was the language that people spoke, that the Hamon Am would speak during the Tekufa of Bayesheni, and the Yerushalmi in the 7th Parak HaSota says that we should not disparage Aramaic because Aramaic is found in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. You find in Ksuvim major sections of Sefer Daniel are in Aramaic, Nevi'im, Yirmiyahu sends a message in Aramaic in the 10th paragraph of Sefer Yirmiyahu, and even in the Chumash itself, that Yaakov calls the mound that he makes Gal Eid, and Lavan calls it Yagarsa Hadusa. So you see that Aramaic comes up all over the place. Aramaic is very, very similar to Hebrew. There are many words in Aramaic that either have the same or very similar words in Hebrew. Shamayim in Hebrew, Shmaya in Aramaic, right? Yabasha in Hebrew is Yabeshta in Aramaic. Shor in Hebrew is Tor in Aramaic. So they're very, very closely related languages, so much so that the Gemara says that Malachi Asharis are not Nizkakin L'Lashon Arami, that a person is not supposed to generally be Mispalel B'Lashon Arami, because the Gemara in Shabbos says that Malachi Asharis don't connect or don't carry up those tefillos that are in Lashon Arami. There is a machlokas Rishonim as to why not. What is it about Lashon Arami? Do we say that it's dafka Lashon Arami that they don't like? Some of the Rishonim say like that because Lashon Arami is a corruption of Hebrew, it's so similar to Hebrew, but it's a corruption of Hebrew, so dafka Lashon Arami, they're not niskak in Lashon Arami. Others say, no, even Lashon Arami, which is so close to Hebrew, the Malachi Asharis don't understand, so Kal V'chomer all the other languages that the Malachi Asharis want to have nothing to do with. But bottom line is, the reason we choose Lashon Arami to make that expression is about the Malachi Asharis is because of Lashon Arami's very close connection to Hebrew. In fact, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Gimel tells us that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu hears us say Yehei Shmei Agadol, that Kodesh Baruch Hu regrets the Churban HaBayis, it's the most powerful tefillah. So Tosfos discusses why we say Kaddish in Aramaic. Why is it Yehei Shmei Rabba? Why do we say that powerful tefillah in Aramaic? And Tosfos quotes one day that maybe we say it in Aramaic because if we say it in Hebrew, the Malachi Asharis will chap, and if they chap, they'll be jealous of us, because it's such a lofty tefillah, it's such a powerful tefillah, that the Malachi Asharis would be jealous of us for having access to such an incredible tefillah. Then Tosfos says, nah, Pashtus is, it's because they used to say Kaddish to Rabbanan after learning a little bit, and who would learn in the shul? Whoever would come to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Shir in between Mincha Marav, was the Hamonam, so you wanted to say the tefillah in a language that everybody understood, and everybody understood in Aramaic. So how does this all bring us to Kaddish, and what does Aramaic Hebrew issue have to do with Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, or Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh? So the Shoresh of Kuftal Chin of Kaddish is both Hebrew and Aramaic. However, the Yiskadal part, Gadal, is not something that is a word in Aramaic, it's a Hebrew word. So one could say that Kaddish is some sort of combination of Hebrew and Aramaic, and therefore the Hebrew word must have Hebrew grammar, and apparently the correct Hebrew grammar, if it was Hebrew, would be Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. Or one could say, no, Kaddish is meant to be in Aramaic. Ideally, it should be in Aramaic, but it's paraphrasing a pasuk in Yecheskel, so it includes one Hebrew word, but we should Aramaicize that Hebrew word, and therefore it would be Yiskadal v'Yiskadash when we turn that Hebrew word into a little bit of Aramaic. The only reason we have the Hebrew word Yiskadal is because we're paraphrasing a pasuk in Yecheskel, but really, ideally, it should be Aramaicized. Whether ideally it should should be Aramaicized, or ideally it should be you should stick in a Hebrew word if you can, may depend on those two Deos and Tosfos as to why it is that we say Kaddish b'lashon Arami. Is it because Lashon Arami is so chashuv that we don't want the Malachi Asharis to understand it, so we try to avoid anything in Lashon HaKodesh? Or is it that we're just trying to get the Hamonam to understand, so they're not going to understand it any differently if it's Yiskadal or Yiskadel, so we might as well stick a Hebrew word in there and keep it in Hebrew? So it may depend on those two Deos and Tosos. The idea that you could have an Aramaic tefillah that has a Hebrew word is not really so strange. We mix languages all the time, especially we, Beis Medrash type of Jews, we do that all the time. The way we talk, just even in our typical language, you have to, like, when you're speaking to someone who doesn't come from a religious background or someone who's not Jewish, you have to alter the way you think. You have to think about how you say, alter the way you speak. You have to think about how you're going to say everything. They never heard of a kugel. They don't know what it's. These are words those are Yiddish words that they're not familiar with. So obviously, even though we speak English, but we also incorporate Hebrew and English, so it's not so strange that you'd have such a thing. So what are the actual shitos? So the Mishnah Brura paskins that since it's based on a paskin in Navi Yecheskel and Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk of Gimel, which uses Viskadalt Viskadashti. So in that context, we're paraphrasing that phrase in Sefer Yecheskel, so therefore it should be in Hebrew, and if it's going to be in Hebrew, it should be Yiskadel Viskadesh. Rashi is quoted in a few different places in various texts that come from Talmidim of Rashi, that the first two words of the Kaddish are in Hebrew, and that the rest of the Kaddish is in Aramaic. And he said that prior to the reference of the Shem Hashem, the Kaddish is in Hebrew, which means Yiskadal v'Yiskadash is the first passage, and Yisparach v'Yishalal are in Hebrew, and that's all Rashi said. Whatever Yiskadal v'Yiskadash and Yisparach v'Yisparech v'Yishalal will all be in Hebrew. Rashi doesn't say, and therefore you say with the Tzere. He just says that it's in Hebrew. The thing is, the Mishbura quotes Prima Gadim, who in turn quotes Rav Zalman Hanau, who was a 17th and 18th century grammarian, who said, oh, if it's in Hebrew, then it's got to be with a tzere, then it's Yiskadel, and it's not with a patach, it's not Yiskadal. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and in fact the Vilna Gaon and Maisarav and also in Dalit also did it that way. So you have the Mishnah Berurah, the Prima Gadim, and the Gra that all say it's with tzere, Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. If you follow that through, Rashi also pointed out, those Ksavim of Rashi, of Talmidim of Rashi, say it should follow through for Yisparach v'Yishalel as well. It should be Yisparech v'Yishalel. I don't know how to go, but it should be Yisparech v'Yishalel. It should not be Yisparach later on in the Kaddish, if you're really going to follow it through. A lot of people are inconsistent on that note. Now, not all the grammarians thought that this shita was correct, though. Rabbi Yaakov Emden rejected this shita, and he said, no, it's not what Rashi meant at all. Rashi just said that the first couple of words are in Hebrew, because there is no word in Hebrew, in Aramaic, Gadal. It's Yisrabe. If it was in Aramaic, it wouldn't be Yisgadal in Aramaic. It would be Yisrabe. Rashi didn't say how you're supposed to pronounce it. In fact, in Rabbi Yaakov Emden Siddur and in the Siddur of the Balatanya, it's Yisgadal v'Yisgadash. And why was this 18th century grammarian that's quoted by all the poskim, by the Mishnah Berurah, by the Prima Gadim, why was he making a big deal about that it should be Yisgadal v'Yisgadash? Because he was saying the Minhag HaOlam is everyone else does Yisgadal v'Yisgadash, and he's saying, I think they're wrong. So he was fighting against the minhag, which shows you that the minhag apparently was Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden thinks that we should do Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, and he says, first of all, a lot of things that we have from Talmidim or Rashi, we're not sure if they're reliable, and that's really from Rashi. So we don't know that Rashi holds that it should be Hebraicized, or it should be the first two words should be in Hebrew. And even if it should be in Hebrew, he's not sure that it necessarily grammatically works out that it has to be Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh in Hebrew for grammatical reasons that I don't understand. I don't understand any of the grammatical reasons, but he says, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, even Alpi, the rules of grammar, it's not so pashut that that's the way it should be. And the fact that Rashi never even said it, even according to the Ksavim, all he said is that it's in Hebrew, which is not a Chiddush. It's based on the Pesukim in Yecheskel, and the word Yiskadel is obviously in Hebrew, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's said with a Tzere. It might mean that it's said with a Patach, and it's just a Hebrew word, and you shouldn't translate it into Aramaic and make it Yisrabe as opposed to Yiskadel. So that's why you'll find many many people have the custom to follow the Mishnah Berurah. Rav Shachter said, I think someone told me this morning that Rav Shachter said that Rav Salvechik used to say Yiskadel, and that's why he says Yiskadel. So they asked, so should I change my practice and say Yiskadel also? So he said, no, that's also a valid tradition, that they're both valid traditions. So, you know, sometimes you'll find people getting very angry at, you know, in general, about grammar issues. It's a certain type of person that gets very, very angry about grammar issues. So this is when someone gets very angry about these kinds of issues or very agitated about these kinds of issues, they're wrong to probably be agitated because there are valid traditions in both pronunciations. Okay, everyone, have a great day.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.